agriculture replaced nearly all of the original prairie in the Great Plains and Midwest. But a growing number of farmers are incorporating strips of prairie into their row crop fields. These colorful corridors help with soil and water quality and wildlife. As Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports, there are efforts underway to expand the use of prairie strips.
In a wide gap between two cornfields, Lee Tesdell points out native grasses like big bluestem and wildflowers.
Here's another one. This is wild quinine.
We're in a prairie strip. Here, it's around 40 feet wide, roughly the size of a county highway. This line of native perennials stretches to the horizon.
To a conventional farmer, this looks like a weed patch with a few pretty flowers in it. And I admit it looks odd in the corn-soy landscape that we have in central Iowa.
Tesdell has three prairie strips on his century farm. One reason is to help protect his soil from strong winds and heavy bursts of rain, which are becoming more frequent.
I'm trying to be more climate change resilient on my farm.
Research shows that converting as little as 10% of a corn or soybean field into a prairie strip can reduce soil erosion by 95%. Above ground, the prairie strip's wall of stems act like a speed bump for runoff. Below ground, their extensive roots anchor layers of soil and absorb excess water. Prairie strips also keep nutrients like nitrates and phosphorus in fields and out of drinking water, and they provide critical habitat for pollinators and grassland birds, like this Dick Sissel. The conservation practice got its start at Iowa State University about two decades ago. Lisa Schulte Moore was a big part of that. During a recent outreach event, the landscape ecologist and 2021 MacArthur Fellow says large patches of prairie are vital. But
we've done research to really solidly show that a little bit of prairie, you know, can do a lot, right?
Schulte Moore credits early adopters and partners across the Midwest for helping prairie strips gain traction. But she says a monumental shift happened with the 2018 Farm Bill. That's when they were added to the Conservation Reserve Program. Nearly 23,000 acres of prairie strips across 14 states are enrolled. Landowners like Doug Doty get annual payments for taking vulnerable land out of production. He converted 16 acres of his north central Missouri farm into prairie strips in February.
So it's a little bit ugly this year, a lot of weeds growing up.
But Doty says it will get prettier with time. He knows this because over the last decade, he's turned several hundred acres of highly erodible ground into prairie. Doty says his conservation strategy makes financial sense and improves downstream water quality. He doesn't understand why more farmers aren't taking action to keep valuable nutrients in their fields.
And when cattle break through the fence or a gate is left open, we have a sense of urgency to get those cattle back in and fix the fence, right?
But there is a cap on the number of acres that can go into CRP.
So I think the intention of USDA dollars to adopt conservation at scale is really great, but voluntary conservation has its limits.
Omar DeCook Mercado worked on CRP policy as part of the Iowa State Prairie Strips research team. Now he's with a Colorado-based nonprofit. MAD Agriculture helps conventional farmers transition to regenerative ag practices like prairie strips.
They're climatically adapted in the Midwest to thrive. So it's a low-hanging fruit, essentially, on a farm. To bring in prairie on a Midwestern farm is a path of least resistance to incorporate biodiversity.
MAD Ag and Whole Foods Market recently launched a pilot program with four farms across Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Montana to cover the initial costs of prairie strips and provide on-the-ground support. Back at Iowa State, Lisa Schulte Moore is also looking at the economics to scale up prairie strips. Someday soon, she hopes more corn and soybean fields will keep some color after harvest.
I dream of driving across Iowa winter and seeing various shades of greens and yellows and oranges rather than brown.
Those colors would reflect at least a small return of the prairie that once flourished across the Midwest. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.